In Esperanto, there are five vowels. A, E, I, O, U. All these are pure vowels, without any kind of diphthong glide. First, let's take A. Repeat these words. Da, yam, sana, cantas, staranta. Note how the last word, for example, has the same vowel quality in each syllable. We don't say staranta, but staranta. Next, E. Practice saying ne, deck, bele, dextren, depende. Note again how the vowel quality remains constant. Not dipendi or depende, but depende. Be particularly careful not to say ne instead of ne. It's a pure vowel, not a diphthong. Next, the vowel E. Practice li, mean, fini, vibris, distingi. And next, O. Practice do, ok, mono, montros, colombo. Note that O is nothing like Southern English O. The fifth vowel is U. Try chu, sub, punu, vundus, gustumu. Next, let's have some words to practice all the vowels together. Try these. Bone, maro, kushas, libro, elefanto, monumento, tablo. Be particularly careful when vowels are followed by R or L. This should not cause their quality to alter. So practice these. Cara, vere, diri, horo, kuru, haltas, valsi, heroldo. Now practice some vowel sequences. Try balai, teo, troa, bruo, tiea, praavo, neeble, neniigi, heroo, jus. As well as the pure vowels, Esperanto has six diphthongs. I, au, a, eu, oi, ui. Each begins with one of the pure vowels followed by a glide. Thus, a plus u makes au, e plus u makes eu, o plus i makes oi, u plus i makes ui, and so on. Try these words. Kai, raitas, belai, and next, nau, lauta, antau, next, play, heimen, Ceylono. And next, feuda. Neutrala. Europo. Next, soilo. Viroi. Vojoin. And the last set, tui. Angluio. Kiwi. Make sure that you distinguish between e and a. Distinguish veno from veino, melo from melo. And watch the unstressed vowels. They should have their full quality and not be slurred into a neutral sound. So don't say internazia, but internazia. Likewise, materialo. Supposas.